at the second round, and I found myself sleeping in my studio.
Every child is an artist. The problem is how to remain an artist once we grow up. Pablo Picasso. We're talking art next.
And now it's time for another edulicious episode of the Bentley Brothers Podcast, bringing you what's current and what works in education. Here are your hosts, Scott and Tim Bentley.
Bentley Brothers, Bentley, Bentley Brothers, bringing education information like no other. Bentley Brothers, yep. Bentley, Bentley Brothers, bringing education information like no other. Yep. First name Bentley, last name Brothers, bringing education information like no others.
With I like that, Scott. Very artsy on the intro.
Ooh.
I had a tear.
Me too.
I'm one of your hosts. I'm Tim Bentley. I teach fifth grade in beautiful Lake Elsinore, California, where it's frequently 100 and stupid outside, but not today. We're under the three digits. And here's my brother, Scott.
Hey, everybody. I'm Scott. I'm a teacher down in Southern California. You can follow me on Twitter at Scott Teach. There's two T's in there. Back to you, Tim.
Only two T's.
Well, there is a Scott Teach with three T's, and he's probably a really nice guy.
Oh, okay. Well, Scott, why don't you kick off our show with a little tip for teachers, something that you're excited about right now.
Oh, wow. You know, one of the tips that I had fun doing last year is we're lucky enough and blessed enough to have a Chromebook cart. And so one of the things we did was Breakout EDU is a big deal. So last year, before the kids could get their Chromebooks, they had to break in and get their Chromebook. So they had to figure out the code on the lock to get into that. And it was awesome because, oh boy, did they want their Chromebooks.
That's genius. I love it. Break in EDU. All right. Well, on with the show. We have a very special guest with us today. We're hoping that maybe after the show, she'll give us her autograph or we can somehow, you know, get proof that we actually had her on the show here today. This is Vicky Kosuda. I'm sure many of you know who she is. She's the founder of Inspire Arts Ed, inspireartsed.com. She's been teaching for 15 years. She hails from Cal State Fullerton, which is
Go Titans.
College there, Titans. And she's been a business owner for the last 10 years. She's taught art to cancer patients, to victims of human trafficking. We really want to find out about that. And to her first job was at a continuation high school. And she's just an art teacher extraordinaire. So we're going to learn a little bit about how to better teach art today. Welcome to the show, Vicky.
All right. Well, thank you for having me. Again, I'm just so excited to be here. I'm a big fan of Bentley Brothers. So thank you again for having me here.
All right. We're up to three now, Scott. Mom, Dad, and Vicky.
Woo! Yes.
So, Vicky, before the show, we were just talking a little bit about how you got into art education and how you got started with all this crazy stuff. So why don't you give us that story so our listeners can benefit from it?
Yes. So I believe I live a life of accidents. So I accidentally got into teaching when I was going to school, and I got a chance. I was actually originally going to school for animation because growing up, I just ridiculously had a ridiculous obsession with animation and anime in particular, and I thought that that's what I wanted to do. And then in the interim going to school, I got a chance to teach art, and I discovered that I was so much more impressed, so much more fulfilled, and so much more happy when I saw what my kids could do. And I was like, jaw drop. But also it was just something that just completely inspired me. And that is how I got my name, Inspire Arts. It's just this coexistence of inspiration back and forth when we teach. And that's kind of the ethos of our company, is that we're just constantly feeding each other inspiration. And that's the drive of what we do.
And I want to clarify for our listeners, Inspire is I-N-S-P-Y-R. A very specific spelling of that word.
Yeah, it's funny because we do classes inside of teachers' classrooms that don't have art teachers, right? So I would say, hi, my name is Miss Vicky, and I am from Inspire Arts. Just a disclaimer, this is not how we spell Inspire. Okay. And we had to actually say, this is how you spell inspire. And I would just say, you know, we're art teachers, not English teachers. No, I'm just kidding. So, and then for the most part, everything accidentally started to happen. I ended up teaching at Continuation High School, again, right out of the gates. Amazing. Nothing prepares you for that, I'd like to say. So for all of the high school, all the teachers out there, nothing prepares you for teaching, like zero, I've come to the conclusion. But being able to share, being able to share art with them was really great, just because it was, I noticed that it was a common, there was a common ground that me and my students would hit, and we would be able to, I feel that, oh, I'm going to just share a story. So when I was teaching Continuation High School, I had a student that was just right out of juvenile hall, and he was actually in for something pretty, it was a pretty strong offense. And a lot of teachers would tell me that, oh, he's really difficult. And we got a chance to talk. I showed him a couple of techniques, and next thing you know, he was my bodyguard. he would, if there was a student that was not, was being disrespectful to me, he was the first one to actually like stand up for me. So I felt like that was opened up because of art. So yeah, if Amador is out there, hi Amador.
There you go. For all the teachers out there, you've learned one tip so far, and that's how to get a bodyguard.
Yes.
Well, and you know, I mean, that says a lot about relationship and how important that is, and respect, and not only asking that of your students, but demanding that you be respectful to your students themselves, and how that builds on so much, even a bodyguard.
Yes, definitely. And then everything just kind of started to open and flourish from there. And you know, in regards to kind of where I'm at now and why we ended up creating Inspire Arts Ed, because so we started to travel into different schools, and because one of the things that elementary schools kind of lack at this point is funding for the arts program. So we started to travel and do arts programs inside of the schools. And talking with the teachers, we realized there's actually a lot of anxiety with teaching art, especially for grades, first grade through fifth grade, that a teacher's day, yeah, right? A teacher's day would be just so filled with lots of different pressures to meet and standards to meet. And to me, it didn't dawn on me that art could be a burdensome thing. That, oh, it's just another, I have to do this with the kids, it's another project. So that's why we created Inspire Arts Ed, because we wanted art to be inspirational again for the teachers. So if we could make art as easy, as relaxing, as encouraging as possible, and as accessible as possible, then hopefully they would be more apt to integrate it. That was another thing. We didn't want art to be ornamental for a teacher. We wanted art to be fundamental. So that it's something that a teacher, if they're the California Missions Project, awesome project. I remember doing it in third grade, and gosh, we're still doing it. if we could help their students with the art for that project, so they can concentrate on, let's say, the history and the social aspect of that unit, then that's what we were trying to create with Inspire Arts Ed. So yeah, hopefully that's helpful.
Yeah, so, no, I think that it's so important to have art, and you're right. I think there are a lot of teachers, Vicky, that have a lot of anxiety on how do I infuse that into my current curriculum. So it's not one more thing on everybody's plate, even though that makes it sound like it's adding on. I think it's almost fundamental now. And if you look at a lot of the research out there and a lot of the most successful schools and students and things like that, they have art infused into their lives, whether it's because their parents can afford to send them the art after school or music or whatever it might be. And to have somebody like you that's doing that. So take us, you were at the continuation school, and then you're like, I'm going to just go for this whole other thing. Like, that's courageous, first of all, but you had to have had a passion for art and then also see the connection with education to be able to make this step, right?
Yep. Okay. So I wish it was that beautiful.
Is that beautiful?
Like, yes, I'm going to, there's a lot of crying in the corner. Like, what was I thinking? So after teaching continuation school, I actually did decide to pursue Inspire Arts full time. And my original vision for Inspire Arts was that we would partner with nonprofits and we would be training and placing people in the nonprofits to do the Inspire Arts program. However, it turns out that I knew nothing about business. And I did actually find myself homeless and didn't know what to do because I wasn't able to actually generate any income from this. And then that's where I decided, okay, I need to get myself revisit this at another time. And then I accidentally got hired on as a consultant for a nonprofit to help develop programs. And I thought, wow, this is great. Full-time security, all that really amazing stuff. Then the entrepreneurial bug itch, Inspire Arts started to itch again. And within a year's time, I quit that job to start my studio here in Long Beach. And guess what? I didn't make money the first round and the second round, and I found myself sleeping in my studio. So all of these life experiences have been the best teacher in regards to becoming what I call myself now, an entrepreneur. So this is the next level for us. And that's why we ended up creating. So now I accidentally created a startup. Okay. So at first it was just an art studio. Now we've got this startup web company thing. I don't even know what it's called. Again, I told you I would actually still be on MySpace right now because I have no idea specifically the ins and outs of what e-commerce or anything. So I just know that I want to provide more art to the community, especially for kids. And if teachers is the lifeline to that, I want to help teachers be able to do that. So, yeah.
So what do you specifically offer through Inspire Arts Ed? Like what would teachers find if they went to your, whatever that thing is out there that I think it's called a website. I don't know.
Is it on the World Wide Web?
Is it internet? Thank you, John Hamilton.
I do actually still have a landline. I have a landline.
Really?
I would still have a VHS if I could.
You should MySpace a picture of that.
A landline and the VHS right next to each other. So what teachers would find on Inspire Arts Ed is one over 115 lessons that we have pre-recorded that's they can easily just access onto their classroom. So
they're videos, right?
Yeah. So they are actually videos. They've got their standards based. They actually have all the standards listed on it. They have all the supplies that you need. One of the things also is that we actually have an advisory board. So when we create any of our curriculum, there's actually a teacher advisory board that tells us, no, Vicky, what were you thinking? Or Vicky, yeah, that sounds good. I think I could implement that. So we've got PowerPoint presentations for art history. We also have activity worksheets that's downloadable based off of that particular artist. We're actually working on a series right now. We did a study specifically for students. And they told us that the thing that they want to learn more of in regards to drawing and that engages them the most was animal drawings. So
animals are big animals. With kids.
I'm like, okay. Here I am thinking that, oh, they're really going to like cartoons and the art history. No, animals. So now we're creating a series that will hopefully match with a teacher's science curriculum. So if they're learning about the oceans, well, there's an art activity that's ready to go with that. We did a six series marker series on how to draw different animals, and there's different scientific facts on there, all of that really good stuff. And I just feel like there's so much juiciness in the website. It will also tell you how to use materials, like what are the best practices for these materials. One of the things that we get asked about is what is the best way to utilize like chalk pastel in the classroom. It's so messy, right? So one of the things that we came up with was like, okay, when you break it, we have a special tap that's on the video to where when kids use chalk pastel, it's not blowing everywhere and it's not in their shirt, it's not on their hands. So all of that kind of stuff is embedded and inside of Inspire Arts Ed. And we're just continuously adding on because, well, the teachers keep telling us like, yes, we need this. No, we don't need that. So I really love this symbiotic partnership between the teachers and Inspire Arts Ed.
You have any tips for glitter?
Don't use it.
Yes. Best tip ever right there on the Bedley Brothers.
Best never get rid of
ever. Hashtag that one.
It reproduces on its own. It just keeps.
You know what I do like next to glitter? Because, you know, it's kind of like fancy. We spend a little bit of money for little tubes. Or actually, if you go to Home Depot, tip, teacher, Home Depot is the best place for art supplies. Acrylic paint. You can get a bottle of acrylic paint. It's house paint, but it's actually the same basis. You can get that for $3. Usually at the art supply store, when it's bigger, it's like almost anywhere from $5 to $8 for a tube of acrylic. Home Depot's the best. So at Home Depot, they have glow-in-the-dark paint. So we bought glow-in-the-dark paint instead of glitter because the kids wanted glitter, right? We bought glow-in-the-dark paint. We put it in little tubes so they can dispense it. And it's a clear, it's super clear. And that's like their extra thing. And so at night when it's really dark, it'll glow in the dark and you could charge it in the sun or in light.
Oh my goodness.
Home
gracious.
Depot's the best.
Glow in the dark paint from Home Depot. Like that's like a mic drop right there.
Yeah. Because like, I didn't like having to clean up the glitter everywhere, but I realized the kids wanted something oomphy, something extra. So now, but on the flip end, parents don't normally like glitter on artwork because they don't feel like it's quality for some reason. So I said, let's do glow in the dark paint. And then when it's not in the dark, you can't see it. Your artwork stays intact. But when it's in the dark, oh man, it's got something special.
Super cool.
Awesome.
Oh my gosh, I've like
glow in the dark paint.
Yeah, that's serious.
But you can go on Amazon and get the little one. I would say get the little one first and just try it out with your
I'm gonna get like a 5-gallon tub of glow in the dark paint, man.
And you painting can paint yourself.
I'm gonna paint the entire school. Positive messages for people after dark.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh. All right. Well, Vicky, oh my gosh, you have so many ideas and you're so inspiring. Not just your art, you are inspiring.
Yes.
You got me ready to go back to school now and start teaching some art lessons to my kids. Throw on your videos instead of having to teach my own art lessons, which is take out a pencil and draw a picture, you know?
Oh, so I don't know if this is okay, but if anybody that watches this show, if you're a big fan like me, if they go onto our website and write down Bedley Brothers, we will give them 1 month for free.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
That is awesome, Vicky.
That way you guys could just try it out. And I got you guys. I got you. You guys try this out. I really just want you guys to be, if you guys can provide art in your class, that's really my biggest thing. And I want you guys to enjoy art as much as I enjoy art.
Well, I definitely feel your energy. I remember just feeling that same feeling of not knowing what to do. And to have a resource like this is fantastic. So, my gosh, Vicky, you are awesome.
So, Vicky, now we got to make sure we got this right for the listeners. If they, yes. There's a like a promo code box or something?
So, if you go on the website, okay, again, where the technology is catching up to what I would understand. So my staff, who are all wonderfully millennial, they try to explain these things. So I said, you know what? Can we just have a box where people could type in their information? She's like, yeah, we could do that. So that's as far as I've gotten with that. So what they're going to do, they're going to go on the website. At the bottom of the homepage or any of the pages, it says contact us. All they need to do is say Bedley Brothers. And it would say, you know, we'll email them back with a code to try it out for free for 1 month and start your entire school year off inspirationally.
Okay. Awesome. Hey, mom and dad, did you get that?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. So they're going to, there's a form at the bottom of the page.
Mm-hmm.
First name, last name, email address, phone number, and then message.
Yes.
So if you just mention the Bedley Brothers in that message, you'll send them a code to get a free month. Okay. That's awesome. Because, we know that you provide a lot of good services on there that are worth, that's worth a lot of money. I mean, you know, to sub that in instead of having to pay for an art teacher to come in your classroom.
Yeah.
You know, that's very valuable. So.
Yeah. Expect an email from our mom and dad.
All right, Vicky. Well, we're going to switch gears with you right now. Before we go any further and play a little game with you.
Okay.
And you don't know what this is going to be about, as you know. Yeah. So you're
that's kind of the game.
it's a dumb thing that we like to do. Yeah. You're a well-known art teacher. So today we decided to ask you some questions about famous people named Art.
A named Art? Oh, my goodness. Like,
you know, they have the name Art as an actor, you know, or something, right?
Okay, sure.
So we're calling. I don't have a good name. But Scott, did you come up with a better name than my dumb name for this game?
I enjoy that name, that title of this game. Yeah.
Art of Being Art. Okay, so.
Art of Being Art.
Art of Being Art is the name of the game today. So, Scott, why don't you tell our audience who Vicky will be competing for?
Vicky, you will be competing for Katie Schur, a fifth grade teacher in Reno, Nevada. If you're able to answer two out of the three questions correctly, Katie will be awarded a free download of an album by the ridiculously popular edgy rock band Rockin' the Standards.
Okay, for you guys listening, you got to go watch the video to see Vicky. She's like so into it over there. Okay.
Can I just tell you, this is actually me 90% out of the day, and I'm actually, this is how I teach too.
This is awesome. I love it.
Yeah, never a moment.
Imagine this with like high school, honestly, like super gangster kids, and they're just like, what is wrong with this lady?
Oh, I'm sure they love it.
Yeah, they're great.
So, Vicky, here we go with your first question about famous arts, okay? Not pieces of art, but our first famous art is Art Garfunkel. Have you heard of him?
He's in a... I don't think his name is Art Garfunkel.
Yeah, so I know you're pretty young, so this is going back a ways. Art Garfunkel.
Simon.
Yes, you got it.
Simon and Garfunkel, yes.
Yeah, so that's not a real name, right?
Simon and Garfunkel. So they were.
Art is Garfunkel's first name.
Okay. Is it? I don't
know. Way to go way back, Tim.
We're going way back. There's not a whole lot of famous people named Art. That's the problem.
Okay.
Yeah, they were popular back in the 60s and a little bit in the 70s. So in what year did Simon and Garfunkel get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Was it A?
1984.
Was it B?
1990.
The year you were born. Or was it C?
2001.
Or maybe that was...
That was the year I was born.
Oh, that was Scott was born. Okay. What do you think? Was it 1984, 1990, or 2001 when the famous rock duo Simon and Garfunkel were inducted into the Hall of Fame?
I'm going to say 84.
84. That's the one I would have picked, and that's why we put that in there.
Oh.
They were. Who would have thought that they waited all the way until 1990?
What?
Yeah, that's like... That's ridiculous. They should have been in there in like 79 or something. Okay.
Well, when did the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame actually start?
1989.
So, okay.
Wow. Well, that's a trick question.
Yeah, I don't know when it started, but all right. Well, here we go with our second question. Another famous art is Art Linkletter. You ever heard of him?
Yes.
Okay. So he was quite popular, actually before my time. I remember him as a kid, but he was really big back in the 50s and 60s. He's probably most famous for his TV show where he interviewed young children and they gave, you know, funny answers to his questions.
What was this in the 1900s?
Yeah. Well, what was the name of that TV show? Was it A?
Kids Say the Darndest Things.
Or was it B?
Kids Say the Strangest Things.
Or was it C?
Kids Say the Craziest Things.
I'm going to go with A.
Oh, good choice. Is wow. It is Say the Darndest Things. That was quick.
Because they do.
Not for anything like that. All right. Well, our darned last question here. Our last famous art was Art Rooney. Have you ever heard of Art Rooney?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, we want to know what Art Rooney's claim to fame is. So see if any of these sound familiar. Is it A?
The owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers NFL football team.
Or is it B?
American film producer, director, and screenwriter.
Or is it C?
Canadian photographer and conservationist, best known for his colorful images of wildlife, landscape, and native cultures.
All right. I'm going to go C.
Art Rooney.
I'm going to go C.
Art Rooney. C. Are you sure? Wait. You might want to think about that one.
Okay.
Before you give your final answer, do you want to phone a friend? Maybe one of the Bedley brothers or something?
Could I?
Always.
We have the owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers, film producer, director, screenwriter, or a Canadian photographer and conservationist. Which one do you think it is?
Well, I take it's not C.
Really?
Good one. That's good elimination right there.
Would it be B?
I couldn't hear you. Which letter did you say?
I meant to say A. That's what I meant to say, A.
Woo!
A?
Yes, it's A. Final answer, A.
Oh, that's correct. How did you know that he was the owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers back before you were born? Okay, so Scott, how did Vicky do on today's ridiculously hard game show?
Good job, Vicky. You got 2 out of 3 correct, and that's good enough to be a winner.
Yay!
Congratulations. You won absolutely nothing. But Katie, she just won a free download of the Rockin' the Standards album, Education Rock and Roll Music, 2nd through 6th grade. And she can go and get a month free on your site, which
actually
is awesome.
Katie, because we were in this together, I'm going to give you 6 months. Go, Katie.
Whoa!
Go, Katie.
I'm jealous.
But Katie... just contact me and say Bedley Brothers and Art, Art Rooney.
Art Rooney.
Art Rooney. I will know what that is.
All right, Vicky. Well, you're a great sport and you're a lot of fun and you have a lot of great ideas. So why don't you let our listeners know how they can keep learning from you in the future? What, websites, Twitter handles, emails, whatever.
I'm going to give out my MySpace address and my house address. It is Inspire Arts, spelled InspireArts, ed.com. Actually, here's a shirt. So maybe it's backwards, but Inspire Arts with an ed at the end. So InspireArtsEd.com. You guys could follow us on Facebook and Instagram, just Inspire Arts. I don't think we have a Twitter. So I don't think we are not that cool, guys. We're not at your level. We are not at your level.
You probably have a Snapchat though.
I have a Twitter account because I just sent a message to you. So
do I? Okay, I think one of my staff does. I don't twit. Only because I don't know how.
Gotcha.
But they will give it to me via Falcon, probably. I'm just hoping.
Vicki, you are awesome. We are so grateful, honestly, for your energy and for your passion for education and especially your passion for art. The world needs more Vickis.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Well, one last thing is don't forget to sign up for Global School Play Day at globalschoolplayday.com. And we're not going to talk any more about that today, are we, Scott?
Well, they don't want to miss out on this. So be sure to register your students. There's going to be, Tim, I'm going to predict it right now, over 600,000 kids participating this coming year.
There was
58 nations. I'm going to predict this too. We're going to hit 70 nations this coming year. I know we're going to do it. I know there's teachers out there that value play as much as we do. And I know people are going to hop on board this like never before. And it's going to keep going and going. And kids are going to be happier and more well-balanced. And we're going to be so thankful for that.
Awesome. So go and register your class. Everything's free. Nobody makes any money. It's just all about getting kids playing. And thank you so much, Vicki, for coming on with us and entertaining us and teaching us. And we look forward to connecting with you again. And most of all, though, we enjoy having you on, but we really enjoy the fact that Mom and Dad are listening to our show every single day.
Oh, Mom and Dad.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, Mom and Dad.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Bedley Brothers, Bedley, Bedley Brothers, bringing education information like no other. Bedley Brothers, Bedley, Bedley Brothers.